Windows and gutters or emergency repair in St. Louis 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 area wide 866-546-ROOF or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Oh yeah, you love coffee. Everybody does. But not everybody treats their coffee the way it deserves to be treated. I mean, some people pour themselves a hot, steamy cup and then put just anything in there. Skim milk? 1%? No. If you really love your coffee, you'd stir in rich, creamy coffee mate. Coffee's perfect mate, baby, is what it's been yearning for all morning long.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their 6-inch subs plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4. Subway, eat fresh.
When I was in my 20s, I said, I'm going to retire at 40.
Wah, wah.
Didn't work out. Saturday, depending on when you retire, when you're able to retire, I guess your age would have something to do with where you go to retire. USA Today this morning, they list five golden places to retire, what they consider to be perfect retirement places, and not one of the five are the usual suspects. Phoenix,
Florida.
Now, wait, and I'll do it later, but wait till you hear where one of the five is. You may be surprised, and you may not. We still have Burke segment stuff to do, but we also have people waiting, so I'm going to go to them first. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey there. Yeah, I just learned some new things yesterday that just blew my mind.
Well, what did you learn?
Well, you know how usually when you think of martial arts, you know, you think of Japan and China, you know, with like kung fu?
Yes, you do.
Well, actually in the 1800s, the French invented a form of martial arts called savate. And here's the real amazing thing is that just in the 80s, the savate champion from France went to Japan, and he won a fight with two broken arms.
Whoa!
Man.
During the beginning of the match, the Japanese guy broke both of his arms, and instead of backing out of the fight, the French guy said, and his name is Gilles de Gois.
Gilles de Gois.
And that's spelled G-I-L-L-E. If you go on to YouTube and just type in two broken arms, one fight, you'll find it.
Well, you know what's interesting? What do you call this form of martial arts? Savate?
Yeah, S-A-V-A-T-E.
You know who's... You
it's kind of like kickboxing.
You know whose great-great-great-great-grandfather actually started fighting is Steve Savate on Channel 4. That was his great-great-great-great-grandfather. And he knows it, so don't mess with him. You know what that reminds me of?
I won't mess with him.
That reminds me of the scene. Wasn't it the Karate Kid? Didn't he have like a broken leg or something? And he kept fighting.
Yeah, the guy kept sweeping the leg.
I just
think it's an amazing story though, because you know he could. You know, most people, if you got two broken arms in a fight,
you start crying and go home.
Hey, okay, I give up.
No,
this guy did not give up. And if you see the fight on the internet, you know, on YouTube. The last part of the fight, the guy, you know, I mean, during the fight, he was trying to use his arms a little bit, but towards the end of the fight, he just used his legs and his kicks, and he actually, every 20 seconds, he knocked his opponent to the ground, every 20 seconds.
Wouldn't you love to be that tough?
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing, though. After that fight, he did so much damage to his arms. He had to retire from professional fighting, but he went on to train the French Special Forces and anti-terrorism.
Wow.
Well, what I appreciate, Chris, is that you get this show. You get that we're all about being smarter and learning things. Mm. A lot of people think, this show's just about telling jokes and stuff. No, it's about learning about things like Savant.
Yep.
Thanks to people like you.
Hey, I would like
Chris. Hey, and I know you're into self-defense, and I know, you know, you're more into guns, but, you know, sometimes if you left your gun at home...
No, I'm very tough.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta rely on other things.
Oh yeah, I clean up. I'm a tough guy.
Before Chris hangs up, I would just like him to say a couple of lines.
What you're gonna do.
This is from a movie. Could you say, "Go feed Tina"? Gosh.
What?
Just say, "Go feed Tina." Gosh.
Go feed Tina. Gosh. Say that.
Go feed Tina. Gosh.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's him. He also needs to say, "Geez, I'm an idiot." Yeah. Say that. No, just go ahead. Say it. Say it.
I am an idiot.
That's close enough. Now, did you ever see Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, a long time ago.
You sound a lot like that character,
John Heder.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
No, and that's not a bad thing. That's a funny movie. It's a good movie.
I love that movie.
Well, thank you for the call, Chris.
All right.
As soon as he hung up, he probably said to himself, "Geez, I'm an idiot." Let's go to Craig. Hello,
Craig.
What
are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm aiming the pin.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My wife and her father and sister went to Chicago a couple years ago, and they took the gangster tour, and said that was really interesting.
Peon just found a place in Chicago called Tommy Guns, and apparently it's a dinner theater, and it's all done in like the 20s, 30s gangster stuff.
Yeah. Just a quick funny story. My wife has married cousins that live in Baltimore, Maryland, and they're visiting in July. And
that's not that funny.
She's going to spend a full day showing them around St. Louis, and she turned to me and she said, "Where do I take them?" Now, mind you, we've lived here all of our lives, and we said, "I don't know."
No, I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
So I went online, and I ordered the Convention Visitors Bureau Guide, and I forgot to look at that, but isn't it funny that you just can't think of anything?
No, it's absolutely true. And once you get past the arch and the ball game and the zoo, I mean, tell them to take, I would say, the brewery tour, but ever since the German guys or Belgian guys took it over, I don't know if I want to do that. So I don't know. I'm with you, but you're
to the hill to eat.
You know what you have to do? You have to pretend you're visiting. Just take a week and say, "All right, I don't really live here." And then do what you did. Get all the touristy stuff, and you'll discover a whole new St. Louis.
Exactly. Well, take care. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Craig. There's a lot of nice people.
Yeah.
This is Chuck. Let's see how nice he is. Hello, Chuck.
Well, I'm pretty nice, but I'm disappointed you guys didn't have that Chris say something like, "Mr. Hand, I'd like some pizza on our time," or something to that effect. Well, a little disappointed.
Yeah, we blew it. We're sorry.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck says we messed up. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
I'm Ann in the PM.
That's a good way to be. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Hey, when you go up to Chicago, there's an old restaurant, great steaks, called the Chop House. It's an old house, actually, and on the second floor, it's kind of tight, but it's got great, it's one of the best steaks up there, very subtle. And on the second floor, if you eat up there, there's like a back porch area by the bathrooms, and you talk to him in the history. Al Capone used to eat up there, and when they had his meetings, they'd throw him off that back deck to people if it was the wrong guy. It's kind of a neat place, but the food's outstanding.
And by the way, even if it's not true, it's a good story. How do you prove that story? But it's still a good story.
Exactly right, exactly. I told him, one of my guests that was with me, I said, "Why don't you jump off and see if it kills you?" But he wouldn't buy in. But it's a wonderful place, the Chop House. It's an old house, and it's hard to get into.
But isn't the Chop House, primarily. Isn't that a chain, though? They're Chop House?
No. Nothing to do with it. I've been up there for 25 years. It's not a chain restaurant. It's an old house, and the bar is real tiny on the first floor. The waiters wear the white jackets, and everything's a la carte. You can tell by the menu. It's been around 40, 50 years, and it's a local Chicago place called the Chop House, and it's downtown right off of Michigan.
See, I'm getting so many good recommendations. I'm going to have to take a month. I'm going to have to stay there a month.
I understand that. I've been up there a lot, but it's if you're like me, you're old school, and you don't want to go to McCormick and Schmidt's when you go to Chicago or some national chain. That's silly.
No.
You want to get a flavor of the city, and you get it there.
You're right, man, and I like to eat, so I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Yeah. A lot of people have some great ideas. The truth is, though, you do need... I've started already getting enough stuff together. I need a month. I got 3 days. This is, I believe, Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
No, you're Don. You're Don. I'm Frank. You're Don.
Where did that come from?
Who is this?
It's Don. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, gang.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
This is Don from Chatham. That guy lives in St. Louis and looking for places to take his family to see.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if I was having to live there and had family coming in, I'd get some chairs and I'd go down to Westport and sit outside the window of the 550 for a little while.
That's what a great idea. Wow. That's entertainment, buddy.
Should be a top destination.
Sit down here looking at us.
Down for free.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe we should start charging. That's a great idea.
All right, see you guys.
All right, thank you, Don. Yeah, that's probably, if you want them to never come back again.
Yeah. Tailgate. What are we looking at?
What is going on here?
Jeff, how are you?
Great, Frank. I am AM in the PM.
That's why you're great.
Jeff from Carbondale.
What can we do for you?
Hey, that guy from Chicago was talking about this restaurant in Chicago voted most favorite. Is voted by the dead people that vote in Chicago? Who was that voted by?
The dead people.
And the second thing is, Frank, you saw that movie, The Candlelight Opera, whatever, with the Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Behind the Candelabra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I tried to sit through Brokeback Mountain.
I did not.
I tried, but I could not.
I didn't watch
it. I was kind of surprised. I'm not one of these homophobe guys. I gave this Liberace movie a chance, and I started thinking, who else would you got to play Liberace? And I thought Michael Douglas did a good job, really, honestly. I mean, think about it. Those guys are straight. I mean, they're on the same team as you and I as far as heterosexual goes. Yeah. And to do what they did, I'm thinking, wow, he is a hell of an actor. I don't think I could have did the pickle scenes there. You know, just I would be uncomfortable.
It was.
We're wired a certain way.
It was okay, but I just didn't think
I could
think
see maybe Nathan Lane playing Liberace.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
It'd be a lot easier for him to do it.
Your movie critique person, did she ever critique that movie or grade that movie by chance?
No.
I know it's not on a big screen across the country. But.
No, because she only does the big screen stuff. Here's the other thing. We talked about one time about kissing a guy. And I got to tell you, if you're honest, give me a decent, clean guy, brushed his teeth, and I'll lip kiss a guy for a couple $100,000. These guys get paid a lot of money. I'll kiss a guy for, you know, big dough. What the heck? I could, you know, I could take that part in a movie.
Yeah.
I could.
I'm with
you. I'm serious. Then, Peon, don't tell me if somebody came and said $200,000, go kiss that guy.
$10,000. I'd kiss him.
$10,000. See, you lowered your price already. Jeff, thank you for the call.
Take care, Frank.
Yeah. Now, remember we had, and we talk, yes. we talk about this every once in a while. We had a woman who worked here, and she said that she would not kiss another woman on the lips for $1 million.
That's insane.
Well, first of all, it's not true.
Right.
It's not true. I will kiss a homeless street corner cardboard sign bum on the lips for $1 million. I can always run and get some hydrogen peroxide and gargle it or something. For $1 million? Are you kidding me?
I wish people could see this guy that I'm going to mention. His name's Herman Gardner.
That's what I was just thinking of.
I know. He was in Jamaica, and this guy had maybe two teeth in his head, and he looked like he hadn't showered in
He might
years.
Be my exception. Yeah. I might not kiss Herman for $1 million. But when this woman, and first of all, a woman kissing a woman, that's a lot easier to deal with, I would think, than a guy. And what she used to say, and we would say to her, that's not true. You know, for $1 million, lay it right in front of the briefcase, $1 million. Just kiss a woman on the lips. Man, she swore she wouldn't do it.
Right. She's real obstinate about it.
Yeah, that was weird. Doug, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, but I got to tell you, your conversation really took a left turn here in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know it did, and I apologize for that. But, Doug, be honest. $1 million? Come on. Tom Selleck, Brad Pitt, quick kiss on the lips for $1 million. Don't tell me you wouldn't take the million. Means yes.
I'd take the million.
Okay, there you go. Okay, well, that's my point. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to give you, you've gotten so many good tips on Chicago. We were up there a couple of years ago, and I just listening to you, I think you would really enjoy Harry Carey's place for dinner if you haven't thought about going there or not. That was a great place to go.
Actually, that's one of the few places I have been.
Oh, okay.
And the few times I've been there. And the other place, isn't there a Mickey Mantle place or something there? I think I went there,
I don't know. I know Ditka's supposed to have a really good restaurant up
Ditka's.
There.
He's got dogs there.
And I also wanted to say the Museum of Science and Industry was great. I think you would really like that if you've never been there.
Okay, well, I'm not much of a museum guy, but they got they got some good. You know what else they have? That aquarium in Chicago. I've been there.
Yeah, that's on my list next time I go up there. We didn't do Shedd's Aquarium, but the science in industry, that's really pretty cool. I think you'd really enjoy that.
All right, see, now I need more than 3 days. I may not be back here till October. I appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Keith. Keith, Dustin. No, Keith. Yeah. Keith, what's going on?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Hello, gang.
And Keith, hi, everybody. Keith.
And AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Just want to tell you, if you want to go for the best steak in Chicago, in my opinion, Gene and Giorgetti's.
That's the seventh or eighth best steak place that's been mentioned to me in Chicago. Yeah. But I'm sure it's probably wonderful. Gene and Giorgetti's, I like the name even.
It's really old school. The waiters wear the white shirt and the black tie and the aprons up to their breasts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going to Chicago for many years, and that by far is the best.
You think right now there's a Chicago station with a guy on there, people are calling and going, here's what you do in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, the tourism board needs to write a big fat check to us.
They really, the Chicago Board of Tourism. Gene and Giorgetti's, I got it. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
you,
Keith.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people that have been to Chicago 100 times. I make a point not to go to New York City, Chicago, Houston, Dallas. Give me another big place.
New York.
Los Angeles.
L.A., thank you. L.A., top of the list, L.A. Not my thing. But, hey, this is all about her because that's the kind of husband I am. Hello, Dustin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're having a good day.
Hey, I was just wondering, have you got a chance to watch The Walking Dead? I know you mentioned you bought it last week,
no.
But I haven't listened in a couple days.
No, we bought the first season, and here's what's happened. We've become such addicts to this Breaking Bad thing, we can't break away from Breaking Bad. We're going to have to consume that whole thing for 5 seasons, then we'll move to Walking Dead. But I got a feeling it's going to be almost as addictive.
I tell you, I did get a chance also to watch that special on Mel Brooks you had mentioned about a week or two ago.
Oh, I did too. Yeah,
good.
The Masterpiece Collection or whatever it was called. That was a really good good show too. So
yeah. Good.
I'm always listening to your suggestions and trying to watch them.
Well, we're really smart people.
Yeah.
I've learned that. Listened to you guys for the last couple of years.
And you're smart to follow us. Thank you, Dustin.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I like to talk about this a lot, but we're almost like geniuses.
Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We steer people in the right direction. We send them to good products and services and tell them what to watch. And what
sure,
to stay
we play
away
the
from.
Goof role every now and then.
Oh, yeah. We act stupid.
Yeah.
But that's another part of our great talent is being able to act.
Yes.
We're such
very
great actors.
Convincing.
Yeah. we actually come off as uneducated and really average.
Yeah. We got them snowballed.
That's an act. All right. Let me tell you what's not an act. Is the service and the way people are treated by the staff at the Life Care Center in Florissant. Now, here's what I want you to understand about this. When I say Florissant, before you tune out, either literally or just in your head, go, I'll pay attention again to what they're saying after they talk about this, because I don't live near Florissant. It doesn't matter. Think of it this way. People who live even further south in South County, but will drive up to Johnny Londoff to get a Chevy because it's an experience that they can't duplicate somewhere else. That's exactly what happens with Life Care Center Florissant. You don't have to be near Florissant. All you have to care about is that you or somebody in your family or somebody you care about is going to get the absolute best transitional care they can get. Transitional care meaning you're out of the hospital, you're not quite ready to go home yet. Hospital won't keep you because the insurance won't continue to cover it. You're not ready to go home because you're not completely rehabilitated. You're not ready. So you go for transitional care, and there are several places you can go. I don't think any one of them is going to match up to what you're going to find at the Life Care Center in Florissant. First of all, when I drove in there the first time I saw the place, I expected one of these megaplex sort of medical complex, bunch of different buildings, doctor's building, outpatient services. No, it's a beautiful, it could be a resort motel or hotel, in an unexpected sort of location because it really sort of sits in a tree-lined, suburban-looking neighborhood. The Cleavers could live down the street. It's a beautiful, quiet part of Florissant. There's nothing about it that's cold or uninviting, like most medical facilities seem to be. It's also not a nursing home. I want to make that very clear. Life Care Center is a transitional care facility. You go there for a week or two or three or six or whatever it takes for some of the best people in the business to get you back to where you're 100% and you're ready to go home and enjoy your life again. The average person stays 27 days. That's the average length of stay, 27 days. As far as who it is that goes there, it's people who have had orthopedic injuries. Peon's playing softball again. He could get hurt.
Yes, very.
He could get hurt really badly. Have to go to the hospital. Break something, have it reset. Now he's going to have some rehab. You go to Life Care Center, and you stay there till you're ready to go home. If people get serious wounds, they go to Life Care Center after they get out of the hospital. Pneumonia, heart failure. All kinds of things. The rooms are really, really nice. Flat screen TVs and cable and phone and private lockable storage. It's the next best thing to being home. And what they try to do is make it so nice and so wonderful that maybe you'll actually even dread leaving when it's time to go home. Obviously, you're ready to go home. But if you have to go somewhere for transitional care, please consider making it the Life Care Center of Florissant. If you want, and they, by the way, they want you to take a tour. They want you to look at other facilities and look at theirs, too, because there's no comparison. Take a tour. They'd be happy to show you around. I've eaten there. They've got a chef. They have an actual chef. The guy's name is Roger Jameson. He's an executive chef. So when you're there, for whatever amount of time it is, you're in a wonderful, wonderful facility. So you're ready to go home. Life Care Center of Florissant. If you want to know more, go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. You'll see it there. Everything's alphabetical. Get on to L, Life Care Center of Florissant.
Let's see how traffic looks right now airborne as we check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, we were delayed taking off a little bit for incoming air traffic, so we're just looking at the downtown bridge approaches, and it looks like eastbound 64 is slowing as you are approaching Compton. It may be as far back as Grand right now, but it's slow all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 is right at Park. No delays on eastbound 70. Once you get on the Poplar Street Bridge, it's going to be slow all the way on 5570 through Highway 64. Now, we're headed up to the Alton area. We just heard there was another levee that was breached, and it is affecting some of the highways up there. We do know that southbound 67 is shut down between the Clark Bridge and Highway 94. You can only get into Alton on northbound 67. And then also we've got this accident. It's on Highway 141 and Highway 21, and they've cleared the accident telegraph at Becker. This traffic report brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you could take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Morning, in partnership with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, brings you stories from the largest, most experienced newsroom in the region. Hear it on the Big 550 and see it all on KTRS-TV at STLtoday.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-200-3698. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-200-3698. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-200-3698. That's 1-800-200-3698. 1-800-200-3698.
Jim is 38. Mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36 and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-966-0399. That's 1-800-966-0399. 1-800-966-0399. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the Chipformica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley. Looking for that best deal on your next Frigidaire appliance? Well, how about giving Appliance Discounters a try? We are the fastest growing appliance company in the Midwest, and we're located right here in St. Louis with four great showrooms. Our first store, located in Webster Groves, opened with just two employees. Since that time, we have opened three additional showrooms, St. Charles, Arnold, and now the largest showroom in Baldwin. How does Appliance Discounters save you money? Well, it's simple. Appliance Discounters is a Frigidaire factory direct dealer. We buy truckloads of Frigidaire appliances and pass the savings on to you. We can save you hundreds of dollars on your next appliance purchase. And now, for a limited time, you can receive huge cash rebates up to $585 in addition to the already low prices. Great savings, hometown buying, next day delivery. Appliance Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our showrooms to find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Or visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Your new smile is a day away. Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold can provide you with a full set of dentures in one day, starting at $395. Just $395 for a quality set of dentures. A new set of dentures for a great smile. Call Dentures and Dental Services now, 636-287-9331. They also offer premium dentures at a fraction of the cost. That number again is 636-287-9331. They're a general dentistry office. Complete exams, crowns for $695. Bridges and partials, $39 for simple extractions with immediate dentures. Hit a home run today. Trust your dental care to the caring staff at Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold. In most cases, they accept and file your insurance claims for you. Providers are general dentists and not specialists. Thomas J. Kennedy of Missouri, DDS, LLC, and Associates. Don't wait. Call today. 636-287-9331.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tip to be square.
You know what I'd like to do if I could, so that Mr. Hipperson has more time. Could I do a little bit of business?
Sure.
That'll give him a little breathing room. Is that okay with you, Joe?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to thank, first of all, another Joe at North American Solar for sending me this. What they do, the folks at North American Solar, is when they get an inquiry from somebody who's AM and the PM, and then they go out and make a call, and they get a contract and they lock up the solar deal. So a lot of times they send me copies if it's a person AM and the PM. And so here's yet another example. And by the way, for as good a deal as solar panels are for a residence, for your home, and how little money you're going to end up down the road for years and years paying Ameren as opposed to what you're paying now, it's an even better deal commercially. So, and I don't understand all these numbers, but I'll tell you this. It was a 15-page printout of the proposal from North American Solar to the customer. It's very impressive, and it has stuff in there I can't even begin to understand. Amortization numbers and percentages and cost savings. But here's what I jumped out at me. This is a small to medium-sized business. And the savings for this company total are just at $100,000. Solar versus, you know, the company running on the electricity it's running on now. Now, the payback period, the period for this commercial business to have paid completely for the panels, and now it's just gravy. It's just pure savings. 7 to 8 years. Sometimes residentially it's 5-6 years. This is 7 to 8 years. The cost of the panels for this business, $107,676. Well, let's just call it $108,000. Ameren rebate, $50,000. Federal tax credit, $17,000. Bottom line is the net cost to this business for solar panels. Again, $108,000 worth of panels. This customer, and I have his name, I don't know that I don't feel comfortable. You know, I don't have permission to throw the name of the company or the person. But out of that 108, the business will literally pay just under $20,000 for these panels. Oh. Because when you use the tax credit that's available and the rebate that's available, and then there's depreciation and the tax advantages, and then there's the additional value that's added to the business, it's very impressive. 15 pages. I wish I were smart enough to understand a lot of it. But that's one example. If you're interested at all in immediate, well, here, right off the bat, when the panels are in and plugged in and the switch is thrown or whatever, immediately this company cuts their utility, their monthly electric bill by $331 right off the bat. So if you're interested in seeing what North American Solar could mean to you in terms of just gigantic savings, then you need to contact them and let them come out, take a look at your house, and check out its size and the way the roof faces the sky and whatever. It's technical, and I don't get it all. But I do get this. The sun is free, and there's plenty of sunshine in the middle of America where we are. North American Solar, north-americansolar.com. I thank Joe Hipperson for allowing me to do that, which now frees me up to introduce him and to tell you that he's brought to you by the folks at ORIC and the 7 locally owned ORIC Home Care Centers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday. Movie CDs are out. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm having a great day.
Well, good, man. That's awesome.
And I don't have that very often. I'm usually in a horrible mood, but it's a good day today.
Well, I'm glad I could share your vibe. I'll absorb what I can, and I'll spread it to the masses.
Were you one of the people that told me to get Breaking Bad? Are you into that at all?
No, I'm not. I'm waiting for the opportunity to get season one and just do that, you know, mad rush where you just go through all of them real quick. No, I've never met anyone that has said anything bad about
it. In 4 days, my son, who I gave the first season to, has now finished the second season. He's watched 36 hours in 4 days.
Wow.
So it's he says there are multiple sites for people who are addicted. They have an actual addiction to Breaking Bad. And they get on and they counsel each other.
Like a support group.
Yeah. They can't stop watching it.
You get a sponsor because you're going to watch episode 4 more times in a row. Wait, talk me down. Talk me down.
So what's out today?
All right, on the music end, Queens of the Stone Age have got Like Clockwork available. Bare Naked Ladies, new record called Grinning Streak. Ben Folds 5 got together last year and they did their first tour in over a decade. first live album ever for the band, Ben Folds 5 Live, is available today. Deep Purple, live in Copenhagen, 1972. And yes, Megadeth, with a brand new record called Super Collider, is available today. On the DVD end of things, big giant box set, Rawhide, all six seasons, 47 DVDs, $450 for the Rawhide box set.
That does not sound like that great a deal.
No, and Rawhide, I mean, outside of Bonanza and Gunsmoke, I mean, Rawhide's always like the bronze, isn't it?
Is it black and white, too?
No, well, I think the first season might have been black and white. I know that there were color.
Clint Eastwood was Rowdy Yates,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And he was the, what was his position in the cattle drive? He was the...
I'm going to lose it.
I used to know this. There's a name for what he did.
So Rawhide, the bronze, in my opinion, of that kind of TV is available today in all six seasons. Adventure Time, my favorite TV show to watch with my kids.
Never heard of
Season
it.
2 of Adventure Time. Adventure Time responsible for Lumpy Space Princess, probably one of the greatest characters ever, and Marceline, the Vampire Queen. Pretty Little Liars, Season 3. Falling Skies, Season 2. The before-mentioned Breaking Bad, Season 5, available today. We've got a first time ever on Blu-ray. Huge, I mean, just tons of flicks coming out. First time ever on Blu-ray. Boris Karloff, 1932, The Mummy. Earthquake, from 1974, with Charlton Heston and Ava Gardner. Shane, with Alan Ladd and Jack Palance. And at the end, he was smoked, right? In Shane?
You know, I don't remember.
Because the kid's calling for him to come back.
Jack Palance was? Or
no, no,
Shane?
No. Alan Ladd.
Oh.
Right, because there's that gunfight at the end.
I think so.
I think he's gone. And yeah. The kid's calling for him to come back, and he can't come back because then the kid would see him die. I think that's the way it is. It's a real bummer of an ending.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
I just spoiled it for everybody who'd ever seen it.
Yeah,
Midway from 1976, Charlton Heston and Henry Fonda. The Invisible Man with Claude Rains, 1933. All available on Blu-ray for the first time.
Now, is Midway the one where Charlton Heston says, "Get your hands off me, you damn dirty apes"?
No. Don't believe there's any monkeys in that one. No. Close. The Odd Couple, the original Odd Couple with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, out on Blu-ray first time ever. Rope, from 1948, Alfred Hitchcock's movie with Jimmy Stewart, out on Blu-ray first time ever. So is The Creature from the Black Lagoon from 1954, and it's being released in Blu-ray 3D.
That is a weird, strange movie.
I've never seen it.
It's weird, but they've got it all digitally remastered, and they're pitching it as Blu-ray 3D from 1954. It's The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
But the campiness is what you like.
Big
time. You love about it.
I think the lips were too big on the creature.
Oh,
personally.
Huge.
No, for real. It's just.
I know.
Dan, do you know what they're talking about?
No, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
So, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Yeah.
Anybody know?
The Shadow knows.
That's right. The Shadow does know. And in 1994, everybody found out what the Shadow movie looked like. This is way before comic book movies became a huge fad. Alec Baldwin was in the 1994 version of The Shadow. So was Ian McKellen. But nobody really knew who Ian McKellen was yet. And the other thing that was in the shadow was the prosthetic nose worn by Alec Baldwin, one of the worst rubbery prosthetic noses I've ever seen in my entire life. Every time he turns into the shadow, his nose grows, like Pinocchio, and it, like, flops around. I mean, now that it's on Blu-ray, you're going to notice, you're even going to see, I've noticed it, where the prosthetic ends and the real skin begins. It really wasn't the greatest comic book movie ever, but The Shadow with Alec Baldwin is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. The Mad Max Trilogy box set is out on Blu-ray today, featuring Mad Max, The Road Warrior, and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome with Tina Turner and her really giant, bizarre, like, metal breast holders. It's a really weird kind of thing. But, hey, it's got those, you know, remember the Thunderdome itself? Two men enter, one man leaves.
Right.
That was some good stuff back then, man. I enjoyed it. Oh, if you're wondering what Eric Estrada is up to nowadays.
I was wondering that this morning.
He's got a new movie out today, straight to DVD, Chupacabra versus the Alamo.
That sounds great.
Oh, yes.
Chupacabra.
Yeah, the Chupacabra, the what is it?
The Mexican
goat sucker.
Yes.
Mexican goat sucker.
Yeah.
Now it's taking on the Alamo, and only Eric Estrada can save the day. Identity Thief, starring Jason Bateman as Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy as Melissa McCarthy, is a very funny movie out on Blu-ray today. Definitely pick up the director's cut if you're going to go for it. A zombie movie with hearts, warm bodies, not one of the regular generic ones. Remember when that came out, Frank? Warm bodies?
No.
Zombie outbreak, apocalypse, all that jazz. Humans are going to go and smoke these zombies.
I do not watch it.
No, but wait. The whole movie is told from the point of view of a zombie, a young teenage zombie, and he narrates. And he tells you what it's like to be a zombie.
Oh, if I'd known that.
No, wait. Yeah. He sees a girl, and suddenly his heart starts beating again. And love is the cure for the zombie outbreak.
Hmm.
It's a really weird twist. It's a PG-13 flick. Your tween kids and teen kids are going to love it. They're going to dig it. And it's probably something you're going to end up renting. Just giving you a good heads up. Also out today is the Essential Alfred Hitchcock Collection. If you've been wondering...
Alfred Hitchcock. What in the world happened?
You got to grab your tooth.
That's the tooth trick, right?
Yeah.
Well, Frank Gorshin used to say, if you want to do Alfred Hitchcock, you reach up and grab your back tooth and go... I got something caught in my tooth.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
So if you want the Essential Alfred Hitchcock, the Essentials Blu-ray box set is out today. For $55, you get Rear Window, North by Northwest, Psycho, Vertigo, and The Birds. Escape from Planet Earth. Escape from theaters like 1 week after it was released. It's a pathetic family fun CGI animated adventure that is best described as lame. And last but not least... it's a very difficult day for me today, Frank, because there's a movie out, and I do not want to get it. I don't want to buy it. I don't want to see it again.
Well, I don't
want to re-experience it, but there's a problem.
You're drawn to it.
It's the movie A Good Day to Die Hard, the worst Die Hard film ever released, the most pathetic attempt.
Is it the second or the third? Or
the fifth.
The last one.
The last one where it's yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia, where he's got to save his son, and then it's... If you didn't see A Good Day to Die Hard, I know you're going to be tempted to rent it, maybe get it real cheap somewhere. I'm telling you straight up, this is an abomination of the Die Hard franchise, and being a huge Bruce Willis super freak, who I'd probably pay $1,000 to make out with Bruce Willis. I heard the conversation earlier.
I don't know that I can ever say that.
I'm going to retract that
statement. To make out with a guy.
This film is an atrocious, just huge, lame mistake that I just want to say one quick thing, and then I'm done with it. They literally, Frank, took a line that Bruce Willis says from the fourth film, and they added it as like ADR into this movie. They lifted, and it's not like, hey, Bruce, repeat that one line. They took the audio from the fourth film and put it into the fifth film because they didn't have enough recording of Bruce Willis making sarcastic remarks. It's sad. It's pathetic. It is not A Good Day to Die Hard. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
See that movie about that guy, an old guy, and he's got a date with a young gal, and he goes to the pharmacy, and they don't have his Viagra ready.
No.
He has a heart attack. Good Day to Die Soft.
You
see that movie?
No.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah. Reverse.
Wait, I haven't heard of it because I'm still writing it. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Good time to go to Amini's. Anytime's a good time to go to Amini's. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. I was listening to all the news about this flooding, and Dan and I, and even Pion, were talking yesterday off the air that I remember a time not that long ago when nobody would have put a business in Chesterfield Valley. You couldn't have paid them to do it. Nobody'd touch it. It was 15 feet underwater in 1993. And now look at Chesterfield Valley, and there's more to come. And I don't care how much they put there. One of the greatest attractions there will continue to be Amini's. It will still stand out. There is not another store, and there won't be another store like Amini's. Under the Copper Dome, if you've never been, I cannot explain to you what this store is, but because you can't label it as anything. I will tell you this. It's still not too late to get great patio furniture because they sell it and lots of it all the way through the fall. And the best quality patio furniture, names like Tommy Bahama, And whatever it is you want in patio furniture, a chat group, a fire pit, outdoor sofas, you want a full kitchen outdoors, you want crescent sofas, the dining tables that seat up to 10 people. That's right. Some people really do it up big outdoors. And if they want to do it up right and not just big, they go to Amini's, where they don't sell any junk. And that holds true for the patio furniture. It holds true for the pool tables, for the lighting, the Jaffe lighting department, lots to choose from, lots of price ranges, but no junk at Amini's. If you've never been, please do yourself a favor. If you have, I don't have to tell you to go back because you'll go back. One of those places you can't visit just one time. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Time to get a look at traffic right now, see how things look airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, Dan, they've cleared that accident from southbound 141 at Highway 21, so things are running pretty well there. If you're traveling on southbound 270, you're slowing 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, the usual slowdowns now. West of the Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, you're slow from a little west of Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. On westbound 70, you're slowing now 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, and then west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Also on the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 64, you're jamming up from between Grand and Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge, and it remains slow all the way on 5570 through 64. This traffic report brought to you by La Quinta. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. I'm going to be doing a lot of cab riding in Chicago, I'll tell you that. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bill. Great. How are you?
Great. Well, Twitter was briefly down yesterday. Yeah, it was awful. Young Americans had to communicate with people they have actually met.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible. And 11 horse races, race horses in Great Britain have tested positive for steroids. I don't know, I knew something was up when three of the horses placed at last week's Indianapolis 500.
No, yeah, good.
And on Saturday morning in Tallahassee, Florida, a llama was running around loose through the streets. Wildlife officials couldn't find a tranquilizer gun, so they showed the llama a clip from Will Smith's latest movie, nodded right off. And finally, this afternoon.
Yeah, and Will Smith's got to put you to sleep.
Yeah. Well, no surprise here. Kim Kardashian is set to get big bucks to appear in magazines featuring her new baby. And the baby will be featured on page 25, and Kim's butt will be on 26, 27, and 28.
It takes 3 pages.
Look for that. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you, guys.
I will say this, that Will Smith movie with his son, Pursuit of Happiness, you ever see that movie?
Yes.
The true story?
Yeah, that's a good
that's
movie.
That's a fantastic movie.
Watch that one instead of After Earth.
I got to give him credit because they did a great job there, he and his son, especially when you know that it was based on a true story. Hey, look at that. It's Playhouse time. A great old joke. Haven't done it for a couple of years. It's back today, 5 o'clock at the Big 550.